KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Southwestern Community College in Creston announced yesterday that Scott Vicker has been promoted to head cross country coach. He'll be switching roles with former head coach Trey Bruton. He'll slide into the assistant coach role instead. Vicker is a former prep runner for Creston and competed collegiately at St. Louis University. He spent time as a sports writer and editor for the Creston News Advertiser before taking a role as marketing specialist for Southwestern Community College. Bruton will also be stepping away as head track and field coach for Southwestern. That's a position he took over in 2018. The school is actively looking for their next track and field coach. A former Iowa Speedway CEO and president, Stan Clement, has died after a battle with cancer. Clement was able to get a longtime NASCAR driver, Rusty Wallace, to design the track and push to get it built. Here's Newton Mayor Mike Hansen.
He had been battling and put up one heck of a fight over the illness and what he was dealing with here over the past few years. My heart and my prayers go out to Brenda, Luke, Tyler, and all the Clement family, Conrad. We'll certainly miss him.
Hansen says Clement played a key role in getting the Iowa Speedway built in 2005.
There were other sites under consideration for that facility, Quad Cities up in Ankeny. But Stan really held fast to wanting it here in his community. He was a true Newtonian. We are really blessed to have him in our community working for us, and the driving force of ensuring that that facility was built in Newton.
Moving on to baseball, it's the Players Union's turn at the plate now. Major League Baseball owners gave the go-ahead Monday to making a proposal to the union that could lead to the coronavirus-delayed season starting around the 4th of July weekend in ballparks without fans, a plan that envisions expanding the designated hitter to the National League for 2020. A person familiar with the decision tells the Associated Press that spring training would start in early to mid-June. MLB officials are slated to make a presentation to the union today. An agreement with the Players Association is needed, and talks are expected to be difficult, especially over a proposal for a revenue split that would be unprecedented for baseball. Each team would play about 82 regular season games against opponents in its own division, plus interleague matchups that would be limited to AL East versus NL East, AL Central versus NL Central, and AL West versus NL West. Postseason play would be expanded from 10 clubs to 14 by doubling the wild cards in each league to 4. Teams would prefer to play at their regular season ballparks, but they could switch to spring training stadiums or neutral sites if medical and government approvals can't be obtained for games at home. For example, Toronto might have to play their home games in Dunedin, Florida. The All-Star Game, scheduled for Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles on July 14th, likely would end up being called off. In other baseball news, under 1% of Major League Baseball employees tested positive for antibodies to COVID-19. Results were based on 5,603 completed records from employees of 26 clubs. The total testing positive was 0.7%. Samples were obtained on April 14th and 15th. Stanford University, the University of Southern California, and the Sports Medicine Research and Testing Laboratory in Salt Lake City led that study. Data for players was not broken out. The study was not representative of the overall population, given 95% of the participants were under 65 and few reported underlying medical conditions. A person familiar with the planning tells the Associated Press that the World Baseball Classic will be postponed from 2021 to 2023 because of the new coronavirus. That decision must be approved by the WBC Board of Directors, which is expected. The fifth edition of the tournament was scheduled for next March in Taiwan, Tokyo, Phoenix, and Miami. The decision to postpone was first reported by ESPN Deportes. Major League Baseball may be weeks away from playing again, but the factory that supplies bats to many of its players resumed production yesterday in Kentucky. The Hillrich and Bradsby plant that makes the Louisville Slugger bats had been idled for nearly 2 months because of the coronavirus outbreak. Workers started filling orders for some big leaguers as parts of Kentucky's economy reopened Monday after weeks of shutdowns. Well, the coronavirus pandemic is impacting how college athletic programs make their travel plans as they budget for the upcoming year. The cancellation of the NCAA tournament has produced a budget crunch that leaves colleges looking for cost-saving measures. One simple step is to cut back on travel. Chattanooga took a creative approach by announcing that any 2020-21 games on the away schedule that hadn't already been scheduled must be played within 150 miles of its campus. Other schools also are trying to make their trips as short as possible without instituting any specific limits. The Big Sky Conference is leaving the decision of when to return to sports up to its member schools. The Big Sky's President's Council voted to allow schools in one of the nation's largest geographical conferences to make decisions based on NCAA and state guidelines. The conference also adjusted the schedule of volleyball, track, women's soccer, softball, and tennis for the 2020-21 school year in an effort to limit travel as schools face mounting budget issues. Canada's National Bank is offering cash grants to each of 23 tennis players from the country who are facing financial issues because of the coronavirus pandemic. Tennis Canada announced the grants of $10,000 to $20,000 in Canadian dollars, or about $7,000 to $14,000 in U.S. dollars from National Bank on Monday, saying those amounts will depend on a player's ranking. Chicago Cubs outfielder Ian Happ is using his love of coffee to help raise money for COVID-19 relief charities. The 25-year-old Happ is partnering with Connect Roasters for quarantine coffee. It costs $15 per bag, and $3 from every sale goes to virus-related causes. In football news, the Baltimore Ravens have signed free agent guard DJ Fluker, who's expected to compete for the opening on the offensive line created by the retirement of Marshall Yanda. Fluker has 92 games of NFL experience over 7 years with three teams, most recently the Seattle Seahawks. He has played primarily at right guard, the position Yanda manned for the majority of his 13 seasons before he retired in March. The Ravens announced Monday that Fluker signed a one-year contract. He has 88 career starts, the last 57 of them at guard. The 6'5", 342-pound Fluker started in 14 regular season games and had two playoff starts for Seattle at right guard last season. The Las Vegas Raiders have agreed to a deal with former Denver Broncos running back Devontae Booker. The 5'11", 219-pound Booker was a fourth-round pick by Denver in 2016 and played four seasons with the Broncos. Booker rushed for 1,103 yards in 61 games over his career. He wasn't re-signed by Denver in the offseason. The Raiders also waived linebacker Derek Moncrief. Longtime NFL assistant coach John Teerlink has died. He was 69. Colts owner Jim Irsay made the announcement in a Twitter post Sunday night. Team officials confirmed it was from Irsay's account. Teerlink spent 24 seasons coaching NFL defensive linemen, the last 12 with the Indianapolis Colts, and developed a reputation as one of the top pass-rushing coaches in league history. Hall of Famers Chris Dolman, John Randall, and Kevin Green were among Teerlink's top pupils. Carolina Panthers offensive tackle Russell Okung says he's appealing a decision that denied a claim that he brought against the National Football League Players Association alleging unfair labor practices. The National Labor Relations Board last week dismissed Okung's claim against the NFLPA. Okung has been outspoken against the new collective bargaining agreement between the NFL and the NFLPA that was ratified in March by the players. He says union voting procedures were not handled correctly and that the union tried to silence his right to speak on the matter. Ryder Cup captain Steve Stricker has asked two-time U.S. captain Davis Love III and Zach Johnson to be his assistants for the upcoming matches at Whistling Straits in Wisconsin. Stricker previously appointed the last captain, Jim Furyk, to be one of his assistants. The Ryder Cup is still on schedule to be played September 25th through the 27th, 1 week after the rescheduled U.S. Open. Love was captain at Medina in Illinois in 2012 when Europe rallied from a 10-6 deficit on the final day, the largest comeback by a visiting team in Ryder Cup history. He was appointed captain again for the 2016 matches at Hazeltine in Minnesota, the first Ryder Cup since players were given more control over decisions. The Americans won for only the second time in 8 matches. And the American Hockey League canceled the rest of its season Monday because of the coronavirus pandemic, shifting its focus toward an uncertain future. While the Calder Cup will not be handed out for the first time since 1936, the 31-team AHL hopes to return next season. That remains uncertain. One possibility is that no fans would be allowed in arenas. Incoming president and CEO Scott Howson, who will take over for David Andrews this summer, said the AHL is still planning for a full 2020-21 regular season running from October 9th through April 18th, but it is also working on schedules that start in November, December, or January. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.